Well, my name's Ray Brown. I'm a dairy farmer from near Manchester in England, in Cheshire. And I run a family farm, 250 cows and 250 young stock and rearing bulls for pedigree sales.
Now, you're here at the ID Info Expo to give a little bit of perspective to producers here in this country that they may not have, especially with the recent outbreak of foot and mouth disease again in the UK. The first thing I'd like to ask you is, one of the things you talked about was BCMS. What is that?
BCMS is a British Cattle Movement Scheme. It really got finally up and running in 98, and that's a... It is 100% register of all cattle in the UK. We have some very draconian measures, really, so that people will comply. It is a mandatory thing, and to my way of thinking, it has to be mandatory. And that's a complete register of holdings and animals. So at a click of a button, we know exactly where the animals are.
I liked that. You use that phrase quite a bit, the click of the button. What can they find out with a click of a button?
Well, basically, everywhere any particular animal has been, any movements, because with the checkbook-style system we have, the movements have to be recorded by the person selling and the person buying, or so it's a double check, as you might say, to the movement. So if BCMS only get one card back or one notification of movement back, they're needing to chase up whether there's been any more movements in between.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about passports, which I found very interesting. I like the concept. I like the name. People can relate to that. How do they work as regarding cattle movement within the UK?
Well, in some respects, I suppose passports, as they are in the UK, perhaps would be a bit outdated now. But when we started this off, an awful lot of producers wouldn't be very computer conversant, I suppose. And a paper-based system was perhaps more uniform across the UK. It's like a checkbook-style passport, and the passport itself contains the movements, but it also contains several cards which are torn out by the... One will be torn out by the seller of the animal, and one will be torn out by the buyer of the animal, and they're already pre-printed with BCMS address and ready to go in the post. All you need to do is tick whether it's an off or on movement, sign it, put the barcode on it, which is a sticker, which we have a big pile of, mm-hmm. and then that gets sent to BCMS. So they have a complete record. The passport always stays with the animal. Everywhere that animal goes, the passport has to be there.
Now, I guess, is that like kind of a paper system compared to an RFID?
Yes. I mean, I suppose really... it would take us a while to get away from that paper system. We'd be looking to find ways of going more electronic. The actual ID side of it, there's no reason why we can't go electronic now. That would make a lot of sense, I suppose, and would cut down a lot of anomalies.
Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about the fact that on the farm level, on the producer level, you as an individual producer, sure, sometimes you don't like having to do all this paperwork, but you understand the reasons behind it. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, I must admit, when it first came out, as a farmer representative, I was getting absolutely barraged with, oh, we don't want any more paperwork and this, that, and the other. But really, I think with the way things have gone and the problems that we've had in the UK, I don't think you'd find a person now that wouldn't be only too happy to comply. You know, it's just one of those necessities, really. We know, we don't know, unfortunately, what's around the corner, and we've managed to get in control of the BSE. We're managing to monitor and hopefully get better control of TB. And of course, foot and mouth, it was an absolute necessity to know, to have a backward trace of where those animals had come from into that area, and a forward trace to see where any had gone to.
Now, speaking of foot and mouth disease specifically, I guess it wasn't too long ago, in 2001, when you had a very serious outbreak, and I guess it's pretty fresh in everybody's memory. Tell us a little bit about what happened in 2001.
Well, unfortunately, we weren't able to get off a starting block fast enough, because where the outbreak started through, unfortunately, the guy who reared pigs failed to notify the authorities that he'd got a notifiable disease. He also failed, and the reason he got the notifiable disease, because he failed to actually process the waste from an airplane as he should have done. I don't know whether he tried to process it or didn't process it to high enough temperature, but certainly it was a very scruffy farm, and I don't think he did anything particular right, and he allowed the disease to really get into all four corners of the country before anybody realised. And I don't think anybody would believe how fast it could stretch. We had 12 cases in the first week, as it was notified, 64 cases, I think, in the second week, 300 cases in the third week, and it was just like a fire that was out of control. It took 9 months to clear up.
9 months. Now, what has happened in the UK in the last 6 years that has helped you with this recent outbreak?
Well, I think as people have become more used to BCMS, and they've sort of they don't see the problem now of, or sort of say, they've got themselves organised better as far as doing the registrations, as far as doing the movements, and the records were certainly an awful lot more complete. We also had a you can unroll movement restrictions as you wish when you've got control like this. And we, after the 2001 outbreak, we had a 6-day standstill rule brought out, so that if you moved an animal onto your farm, you couldn't move another animal off for 6 days. So it was a fair bit of planning and thinking of how you were going to do things. But that allowed a slowdown of movement, and therefore, if there was an outbreak, it wouldn't move quite as fast as it would have done previously. Now, after this last 07 outbreak, we've now still got a 20-day standstill. That'll undoubtedly be brought back again to 6 days, but at least it gives us a bit more confidence, although we're absolutely confident now that the virus has been contained, it was contained in that area and hasn't spread any further, and it just gives it an extra bit of security to know that there's no way that it could travel any further.
Well, the potential that it could happen in the United States is, like you said, you don't know what can happen, and it could happen here. Tell our producers some of the ramifications that happened in 2001 specifically. Some of the things you talked about that on the personal level, to producers whose livelihoods were destroyed, and also on the country level, the fact that your export situation was damaged because of it.
Yeah, the whole country was in tatters, really. The export was a catastrophe for those that didn't get it. Nobody could move the cattle. The story very often isn't told about people that didn't get the disease, because the country was at a standstill for 9 months. People couldn't sell cattle. There was tremendous welfare issues and not being able to move anything. The tourism industry lost billions. I don't think people realise the other implications. Yes, it's extremely, yesterday I felt a little bit emotional saying about it, because a lot of my friends did lose everything, and one in particular committed suicide, which is, it is an absolute tragedy. But it's a tragedy in so many different directions, not just the ones that had it, but the ones that have had to suffer the consequences after.
And when you look at the situation today, we're talking about possibly the same potential that happened in 2001 being basically avoided by fast action and the tracking system. What advice would you give producers here in the United States who are resistant to the idea of traceability or of identification of animals?
I mean, I am well aware of the problems you've had trying to get this off the ground. As I've been looking at your situation in America, I just feel people are just burying their heads in the sand and hoping it never happens. But in all honesty, if it does happen, boy, it would really take hold in this country, because you've got big herds and plenty of movements, and it would be absolutely devastating.
All right. Thanks very much, Ray. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
If you're going to do a traceability system, if you're going to do whatever you do, do it right, and don't have a half-cocked system, because a half-cocked system, you have all the hassle of doing it, but you don't get the results at the end if you need the accurate information. You've got to have accurate information.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Ray Brown.